Oh, Canada, terre de nos alliés.
If you drive through the eastern townships on any ordinary day, Hatley is a quiet, postcard-perfect slice of rural Quebec. It features historic brick homes, dirt roads lined with maples. But today, Monday, June 29th, 2026, ahead of the national holiday, for this afternoon, this little town is the center of the universe for thousands of people across the region, gathered under perfectly clear blue skies and a radiant summer sun. This is Joshua Bullard reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Welcome to a special look at the 116th edition of the Hatley Canada Day celebrations. You instantly feel the energy as you step into the large, square, open field park. It is a classic township's landscape, framed beautifully by the local church on one side and the community center on the other. Right here on the grass, generations of families are lined up on lawn chairs. Local artisans are setting up their displays, and the smell of fresh kettle corn is cutting through the summer air. Before the official opening remarks, before the first float even rolled down the pavement, the crowd was already counting down the seconds to kick off the festivities.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, party! Yo!
That community joy does not happen by accident. Keeping a tradition alive for over a century takes immense structural effort. Behind the scenes of this massive event is a tight-knit committee of residents who refuse to let the town's history fade away. Taking over the reins of an institutional event is a daunting task, especially when a global pandemic threatens to break the chain of continuity. I caught up with the head coordinator of the entire celebration, Shelby Drew, to find out how a small town tradition survives the modern era.
Tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to be with the organization, the person responsible for Hatley's 116th Canada Day.
Yeah, so this is a family event for us. I have been in this parade or at this event since I was a baby. We used to camp at my uncle's, my grandparents, my great uncles. Everyone was involved in organizing it. So growing up, this was really, Hatley Canada Day is bigger than Christmas. So taking over was kind of an accident. I joined just to volunteer. The committee was starting to get a little older before COVID, and then COVID hit, and unfortunately we lost a lot of our older members. They passed away for various reasons, and there was two main committee members left, and they're like, wow, this is a lot of work. We're kind of looking for someone to take this over, because if not, it's going to be the end of the event. And I had a 3-month-old, and I was like, sure, yeah, we can do that. And then I started calling my cousins and my brother and my sister, and I'm like, hey guys, we signed up for something, guess what? So then we started from there.
So how long have you been organizing this for?
So this is our 5th event. This is our 4th full one since COVID, because our first event back was only about half capacity, waiting for the rules and regulations, but yeah.
So what are your expectations for today, and what can visitors here expect from the parade and the events happening today?
Oh, perfect. So we have our kids corner that's open from noon to 5. So we've got bouncy castles, petting zoo, we've got face painters, we've got all kinds of, there's free crafts, everything to kind of keep the kids engaged. There's the corn box to play in, which is free and mess free. We have our parade at 2 p.m., which is the big attraction. And then following that, we have our fireworks this evening around 9:30 when it gets dark enough to host them.
So this has been going on for many, many years. What does this day specifically, that happens once per year, mean to you and the community all together?
So coming to Hatley, it's a pretty small town. We've got one four-corner stop, but for one day, it is the center of the world for all of these kids. And watching my kids and my nieces and nephews and everybody get together and get to have the fun that we had when we were kids is completely worth it. Every person here is just happy to be here. They are smiling. They're excited to be a part of this event, and they're thankful that it's still going on. And the only thing that I'd like is to keep it free so people can just come here and enjoy the day with nothing else to think about.
Shelby's vision of keeping the event entirely free allows the local economy of the Eastern Townships to thrive on the festival grounds. Dozens of vendors, artisans, and makers have set up stalls along the park perimeter. For some, it is a brand new business venture. For others, it is a decades-long staple of their artistic life. As I walk through the market stalls, I met an artist whose face-to-face work captures the literal expressions of the townships. His name is Trevor McKinley, and his journey to Hatley started decades ago on a local dairy farm.
Tell me about your setup here you have going, and your name, your business, and what you're doing here on Canada Day.
I come here every year. They ask me to come and do caricatures. But I do schlep along my paintings and my prints, and I've been painting for quite a few years now, and I do private commissions and shows, you know, all over the townships, Montreal, what have you. And I'm also here promoting the Piggery Theatre because I also help run that joint. So it's kind of a two-for-one here today, and you get to see so many people that you don't see all winter, you know what I mean? It's like the first event that you see every time Dick and Harry. So, and I've got a lot of paintings of Hatley over the years. You know, it's familiar stuff that everybody knows and loves.
So how long have you been doing this for, and how long you've been doing this for Hatley?
Well, I've been doing the painting for probably 20 years now, and it was like par hasard, accidental artist kind of deal, because I never went to art school or anything. I just started doing them when I was a kid on the Jersey farm I grew up on, and there you go, the rest is history. I'm still painting jerseys, but have spread into other subject matter. Hatley, I've been coming for probably 12, 15 years. Oh, yeah. It's just something that you never expect to make a living at, but you do.
Where can we find you online? Is it a company you run? Or?
Just my name online. Yeah, no, my name on Facebook is Trevor McKinley, and that's literally where I put most of my paintings. The caricatures is kind of a side hustle, but I do a lot of weddings. I mean, I started it in Montreal. I used to work for Ben & Jerry's in Montreal, and I started doing bar mitzvahs and weddings and school events and all kinds of stuff. So out here, it's more like fairs. Of course, there's Cliff Fair, Brome, these special events. But yeah, anyone that wants to order up a day of caricatures or for a kid's party or whatever, you just have to contact me on FacePlace, as I call it, Trevor McKinman. And same thing that goes, because nobody, well, very few people go walk into an actual proper gallery, right? So I think this online gallery idea on Facebook is just kind of very convenient for somebody like me that's pumping out paintings and they've got nowhere to put them up, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and private commissions I do all the time. People's homes, their pets, portraits of their families, all that jazz.
And lastly, what does Canada Day mean?
Yeah.
Or why is it so important?
Well, I think it's mega important, actually, because people are kind of in their silos and kind of stay locked on their phones and locked on their screens. And it's one of these rare occasions where you can actually come face-to-face with people that you haven't seen in a long time. Or meet new people, like I'm meeting you today. And that's becoming more rare, right? I don't even know if it's a cell phone, actually, so I'm not that guy. I'd rather be out and about like this and doing caricatures with live people in front of you, because you really get to jowls at it. It's 20 minutes. You share like a little info, and it's one of these things that is kind of becoming less possible. You know what I mean? To keep something going like this, kind of like at the Piggery Theater, it's all benevol, it's all, you know, and if we didn't keep it going that way, it would just fade into the past and die like a dodo bird kind of thing. So yeah, and it's cool because we're in La Belle Pro, and it's not like we have huge Canada Day celebrations everywhere, and this is one of the biggest ones in the province still, which is something to be really proud of, I would say, because we don't live in a huge city, but it seems to attract 20,000-25,000 people each year, which I think that's amazing. And it has for years, and I've been coming here for, well, since I was a little kid, you know, so.
Right next to Trevor's stall, the unmistakable sound of popping kernels leads me to Vanessa, who runs Pop Kettle Corn alongside her father. For them, the day isn't just about commerce, It's about checking back into the collective community space.
My name is Vanessa. I'm here with Pop Kettle Corn. It's me and my dad here today. We're just here to join in the festivities, be part of the community, get to see people, have a good time. We're having some good weather and everybody's happy and it's fun to see. So we're really enjoying it, hoping to keep that going all day.
What does Canada mean to you personally?
Well, Canada's home, so it's where we come from, it's the community that we're a part of, and it's just, it's great to see everybody come together and just celebrate that. And
while food and live art occupy the main lawn, heritage crafts find a home right down the aisle. Lisa Goddard and her husband Walter run L&W Cozy Crafts. They represent a vanishing art form in the Eastern Townships, and they view this gathering as a crucial platform for structural revival.
Yes, my name is Lisa Goddard. My business is L&W Cozy Crafts with my husband, Walter Goddard. And the reason why we show up to Canada today, because it's a long-standing tradition in the family. It's time with the family. And another thing that we do is because there's nobody that sews much anymore in the Eastern Townships, so we're trying to bring that back as well. So that's what Canada Day means to us, is tradition, and that's it.
So could you describe to me here what you guys are selling right now?
Yes, we have everything from aprons, baby blankets, to custom-made cushions. Everything is handmade. Nothing is, we assemble everything. My husband cuts the patterns and I put everything together. So if it has fabric, we can do it.
So when did you guys start the business?
And it's been 2 years now.
And how does it feel being here within the community?
Great. People are so sweet. it's really great. And they're encouraging. They're very encouraging because we're losing our sewers. So, you know, and it's great to be appreciated. It really is.
The theme of lineage and passing the torch runs deep in Hatley. If you look at the old schoolhouse or walk past the local church, you see the names that have defined this municipality since its early days. At one prominent table, a multi-generational group assembled under the banner of the Bowen family. Karen Sheldon, Joanne Bowen, and Ellen Bowen Bailey are using this gathering to fund a project directly tied to the town's resting pioneers, keeping memory alive at the local crossroads.
My name's Karen Sheldon, and we're here raising funds for a family cemetery that we take care of all together. This is where our family is from.
I'm the one of the older Bowens. Okay. I went to school there in that building. I was married in that building. I grew up
married in that church also.
Yeah, I'm here since childhood.
Okay.
So I'm more ancient than they are. Yeah.
So this is a massive tradition. It's the 116th day of Hatley Canada Day. How does it feel to be here within the community serving people?
We used to do it every year, and then things sort of slowed down as with the pandemic and things like that. It sort of took
our first year back.
Yeah, so we're just back into the groove now with younger generation, and
so it feels good to be out and see people.
Nice.
Okay, and how long have you guys been doing it for?
Well, it's hard to say. Oh, more than that. We did quite a, because I say the family cemetery is just out of the village, you know, through the crossroads. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, it was one of the easiest fundraisers that we could think of. Mm-hmm. And everybody comes home to Hatley for Canada Day. That used to be the tradition. Mm-hmm. Everybody that had moved away came back for Canada Day. So we'd see a lot of family, friends, anybody, schoolmate, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whoever and everything. So it's just a tradition that we sort of, it slid away. And now we're trying to get it back again.
Okay.
And as a family, we've always participated in the celebration in one form or another.
Numerous floats.
Yes. Mm. When we were all younger,
floats.
We were in the floats and not so much in the sale table.
Yeah. Okay.
Now it's less in the floats, so we have a sale table and we participate this way.
It's, you know, it seems to be a family-oriented activity.
Yeah.
And lastly, what does Canada Day mean to you personally?
We're still here.
We're here as a family, and
that's good.
We're here to support each other as a family.
That's right. It's our country.
In our
You know, we're proud of it. We're pleased with it. And everybody looks forward to it.
Yes, they do.
So how can people support you and your cause?
You'd have to look for us online, on Facebook.
Okay.
The Bowen Family Association is on Facebook. And if anyone wants to contribute, they can reach out to us, private message us through Facebook, and we'll let them know how to do that.
The fundraising efforts do not stop with individual family plots. The Hatley Municipal Association plays a central role in maintaining community infrastructure year-round, funded heavily by their annual Canada Day silent auction. I stopped by the tents to see how a group of dedicated parents pulls off a massive donation drive entirely through volunteer power.
So I see that there is a silent auction here. How was this all set up? And what was the inspiration behind this? What was the motivation?
It's very laborious. It's all our committee members. We're just a group of parents who do our best. We go door to door. We ask friends, family, business members in our communities to see if they can graciously donate to us. There's no inspiration. We just hope for our best to get as much as many items as possible.
How many contributing members do you have in terms of sponsorships and donations and whatnot?
We probably have at least 50, and many have given us more than one item to put in our in our auction.
Lastly, where does all the proceeds go to?
It goes to the Hatley Municipal Association. We're a nonprofit group, so we thrive on all the donations, road donations, anything from the silent auction. Every little bit helped.
While traditional crafts and historic fundraising occupy a big footprint, Hatley is also an incubation ground for new ideas. Kelly Morris chose this exact historic venue to execute the soft launch for a brand new startup called Blue Petal. The concept bridges physical local keepsakes with modern digital technology.
Well, we're Blue Petal, so we're just going. This is our inaugural event here at the Hatley Day Celebration. So we're a new company, so basically we're focused on allowing people to take their digital memories that they have stored into their phone and being able to put it into their favorite objects and souvenirs to be able to save them for a lifetime.
So how long have you been doing this for?
So this is our first event. So we just launched our website last week, bluepetal.ca. So this is our very first event and actually having our first sales today. So really excited to be here.
This is 116th Hatley's Canada Day. What makes you think it's so important for you here today to show up and show your
yourself? So Canada Day in Hatley, it's an institutional event. If you're a townshipper, you come to Hatley, and it's just one of those places where you're creating memories, you're getting together with friends that sometimes you only see once a year, and that's the whole backbone behind Blue Petal. We want to give people the opportunity to capture those memories and to be able to share them for years to come. So as a townshipper and as someone who has been in the parade, watched the parade, been in the three-legged races and the egg spoon and the whole thing, you know, just enjoyed every aspect of Hatley, couldn't think of a better place to do our soft launch, and we're just really looking forward to seeing as many people out as possible.
What is a summer community gathering without music? Providing the live soundtrack for today's event is a local classic rock group called Come On FM. However, their lineup includes a unique twist. A permanent member who commutes internationally just to play these local festival sets. I tracked down Derek LaBelle right before they took the main stage to find out what keeps drawing him back to the townships.
My name is Derek LaBelle. I'm playing with Come On FM today. They're the local rock band of the Eastern Townships.
So what do you guys plan on playing today here?
Today is a mixture of Canadian content and just straight up good old rock and roll.
How long have you guys been playing for?
God, how many years? 20 years, 22 years, all of us together, on and off. I personally live in England, and these boys are local. And they, so I come and drop in for a set once in a while.
So are you guys like international or?
Well, with him in the band.
I'm the international component.
How long have you guys been playing for?
For 22 years, all of us together. Him and Mike have been playing together for probably 35 years. Like that,
and first time here or?
Fourth time.
Yeah. Wow.
My second time.
One last question. What's the importance of Canada Day
for you here and for everyone around and for community. We, not for you.
Oh, that's super easy. We have an amazing country and it should be celebrated at all times, not just on one day, but on as many days as you possibly can. This is an amazing country and I miss it every day that I'm not here.
As the clock ticked closer to 2 p.m., the sound of the rock band blended with the growing noise of the parade route. I stepped away from the commercial stalls and onto the grass, speaking directly with the families sitting in the exact same spots they have occupied for decades, to understand the raw nostalgia of the day.
I see you're all set up here and everything. What brings you out here?
Family tradition. We've been coming here ever since she was a little girl. It's been over 60 years.
Wow. Why is this event so meaningful, so important to you? How come Canada Day? What makes Canada Day Canada Day for you?
For personally, this is where we meet family and friends that we don't see all the rest of the year. You know, and that kind of makes this Canada Day celebration special, because like where we're sitting here, this is like our family area, and family members that come, we all gather here. And outside of that, we just like to celebrate our country. You know, we live in a great country, and we like to celebrate the fact that we were born here and we live here, and we enjoy being here, and we couldn't see ourselves anywhere else.
So you guys are waiting for the parade right now?
Yes.
Is this something new for you guys, or?
We come every year. We sit in the same spot, and it's like a beginning of summer for us. You know, it's
beginning of summer.
Yeah, we love to go and look at all the little boutiques and support all the local people. You know, make their own handcrafted items, and it's really cool to see what everybody has.
This event, what's its meaning for you? Why is it so important? Why is it so important to set up here every year, support the local kiosks and everything?
Well, it's a sense of community. I mean, it's nostalgic for me. I've been coming here since I was very little, and now I'm bringing my daughter every year, and it's just a way for everyone to celebrate together and enjoy the day.
Yes, we celebrate every year. It's been 30, 40 years now since I've been coming.
And overall, Canada Day, why do you think it's so important?
Well, I think it brings everybody together in a positive way. And yes, everybody just loves what Canada is. It's inclusive and everybody's welcome, and everybody just has fun. And it's a sense of community.
Yes, it's a great day. Beautiful day.
With a provincial election scheduled for this autumn, the celebration also brought out key political figures looking to connect with voters on a purely grassroots level. Marching in the parade alongside federal MP Marianne Danzeron was Quebec Liberal Party leader Charles Meilliard, who is set to contest the local riding of Orford. I caught up with Meilliard mid-route to get his reflections on community identity and provincial unity.
Well, I think the region is all about tradition, and this is one of the oldest traditions in the region. I think this is the 116th edition, so it's a pleasure for me to be here. And as you know, I'm going to be a candidate in the riding, so I'm very happy to meet all the people here, and it's a true opportunity to celebrate Canada, the nicest nation on earth. That's what I would say.
What does Canada Day mean to you personally? What's the importance of Canada
Day? Well, it means celebrating all the diversity of Canada. And I think that's one of the true assets of Canada, is that we are diverse. We are a community of communities, and we should be proud of that. And especially in this election year in Quebec, it's about time we come together united. And Canada is all about unity.
As Charles Meilliard noted, Canada is, at its core, a community of communities. Nowhere is that statement more evident than right now here in Hatley on this Monday afternoon. From the structural preservation of historic pioneer graves by the Bowen family, to the handmade crafts of Lisa Goddard, the satirical brushstrokes of Trevor McKinley, the entrepreneurial spirit of Kelly Morris, and the organizational dedication of Shelby Drew's family. This festival is a living tapestry. It stands as definitive proof that despite a rapidly changing world and increasing digital distractions, the human element remains vital. People still yearn to stand face to face on a beautiful summer afternoon, supporting local creators, watching a parade, and celebrating the local geography they call home. Reporting from the 116th Hatley Canada Day for the Local Journalism Initiative and CJMQ News, I'm Joshua Bullard.